The Knicks have finally released their full summer league roster, and I gotta say, it looks absolutely stacked. The Knicks could win it all this summer, and one of the players that's gonna be part of the summer league roster is Rokas Jokubaitis, who has finally arrived in New York City. We're also gonna see rookie Ariel Hakkaporti, and even though he's gonna play in summer league, he also did sign a contract with the Knicks for a two-way deal. We're going to break down all of these reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks have released their full summer league roster. If you guys remember, about a week ago, we released a video on this channel covering players potentially that were going to make the summer league roster for the Knicks. But now we have the official full roster. Take a look at how stacked the Knicks are. This is why I'm saying they could go all the way this summer. If you take a look here, the Knicks released the following roster. As you can see, the head coach is going to be Daisuke Yoshimoto. That's no change. He's been the summer league coach for the past few seasons. Going from top to bottom here, the Knicks summer league roster is as follows. You have Damon Bagg, Devin Kennedy, Samkilo Seli, Pacome Dadie, Alan Griffin, Ariel Hakkaporti, Kamani Johnson, Rokas Jokubaitis, Amari Kelly, Tyler Kolek, Justin Lewis, Kevin McCullough Jr., Obadiah Noel, Alex O'Connell, Dimitros Kapintsev, Jacob Toppin, and Dwayne Washington Jr. That is currently your full summer league roster for the Knicks. Did you guys catch it? Did you see it in the image? If you didn't, don't worry. I'll go over it right now. What two players in that image aren't smiling? The reason I'm asking that is because those two players are likely going to go off in summer league. Let's go back and take a look. Oh. If you take a look, it's our Russian center, Dmitry Kapintsev, and of course, the rookie who got paid the most amount of money in terms of a second-round pick and guaranteed money, $6.6 million, Tyler Kolek. If you asked me before the summer league started, which a lot of you did, who was going to be the player that was going to show out for the Knicks? My answer is still unchanged. Tyler Kolek. I know Rokas Jokubaitis is going to be there. Shout out to him. I can't wait to see him. Shout out to Ariel Hakkaporti. Can't wait to see him as well. Shout out to our first round pick, Pacome Dadie. I know that young man is going to go off and show off his scoring. I can't wait to see that. But this kid, Tyler Kolek, he already has a chip on his shoulder. He's already saying the right things. He is already locked in and focused. Everybody who scouted this kid has basically stated he is going to have a very strong showing in summer league. So after hearing all of that, looking at that image and knowing everything I know about this kid, I think he is going to be must-watch basketball come summer league. This Saturday, we're going to be watching him go off, and I think he's going to put on a show each and every game. If the Knicks go far in summer league, it's going to be because of this kid. I have a lot of faith in this kid. I'm clearly high on him, but the Knicks, they're just as high on him. Like I said before, they paid this man. They gave him a long-term contract. And I also want to mention, they gave him the most money they could possibly give him. If that doesn't say how much they value him, how much they see him as a long-term investment for this team, I don't know what else will. However, he's not the only kid I'm excited to watch in summer league. I already mentioned his name, Rokas Jokubaitis, our former draft and stash pick. He was playing in Europe, and now he's made his way to New York City. And I'm so happy to see it because Rokas has arrived in New York City. He is joining Summer League, and he is ready to show out, show everybody what he can do, and show everyone why he was playing in Europe and why those games mattered, why he's a better player because of it. And he needs to prove that. He needs to make an NBA team because it doesn't sound like he's going to join Europe again after this summer league ends. So he's definitely going to need to be picked up by any NBA team. He's probably hoping to be picked up by the Knicks, and I know a lot of Knicks fans want to see him. I'm one of those guys that want to see what Rokas Jokubaitis has to offer these Knicks at this point in time in his career. We have been waiting so many years to see what this kid can really do. He has had time in Europe. He is developed. He has become a very good player. Now we have to see if he can translate to the NBA. In my opinion, I think his game is strong and it can. The only thing is, does he have the confidence to take it to the next level as he's entering the NBA? Because you need to do that as a young player coming into this game. If you don't, you are going to be eaten alive by the other players on this team. Players like Tyler Kolek, players like Pacome Dottier, younger players that already are focused, locked in, and want to make an impact. They know they need to make an impact because all eyes are on them right now. And if they have a strong showing, that can go a long way in their future with the Knicks and their playing time. But going back to Rokas, as you can see, he posted on his Instagram a few hours ago that he landed in Times Square, New York City. He is here. He is in New York and he is ready for Summer League. Shout out to the New York Post, Steph Bondi, for giving us the following information. According to him, Rokas Jokubaitis, the intriguing Knicks draft pick from Lithuania, is coming back to Vegas. The 23-year-old guard will play for the Knicks Summer League squad. Both an NBA source and Jokubaitis' current professional team, Barcelona, confirmed to the Post on Wednesday. Jokubaitis was drafted 34th overall by the Knicks in 2021, two spots before team president Leon Rose chose Miles McBride. According to Bondi, Rokas Jokubaitis is now free, and he'll be joining a Knicks roster that is expected to include Pacome Dottier, Tyler Kolek, and Ariel Hakkapurdi. Barcelona's media director, Robert Gull, confirmed in a report from Sport 45 in Spain that the club gave the green light to Jokubaitis' summer league participation. So he has the green light from his coach in Barcelona. It's clear the Knicks want to see him. They want to see what he can do at this stage of his career. He is only 23 years old. We have to remember that and put that in perspective. He's not 26. He's not 27. He's not 29. He's still young. He can still develop. And even though he's good right now, he can still get better, especially under head coach Tom Thibodeau. The only thing he needs to do right now is lock in, stay focused, and do everything he possibly can do during Summer League. The goal for him is to get that training camp invitation, because if he gets that and he can work alongside Tom Thibodeau, he's going to get better. We're going to be able to see what Rokas Jokubaitis looks like with the full Knicks roster underneath him. We're going to be able to see what he looks like with different lineups, maybe with Jalen Brunson, maybe off the bench with Deuce McBride. Those are the lineups that I want to see, because likely chances are, if he does make a roster spot for the Knicks and he does get any playing time, it's likely going to be off the bench with Deuce McBride. And that's going to be explosive and something you're going to want to see. Because if Deuce McBride doesn't have the playmaking, this kid Rokas Jokubaitis, he has it. This kid in Tyler Kolek, he also has it. So the two players that are likely going to be fighting for a spot and playing time is going to be Rokas and Tyler Kolek. And what an internal battle that's going to be. It's going to be great to watch. And this is what you want to see. Great, intense competition. We now have that. And this is going to be great to watch come this weekend. Knicks rookie Ariel Hakkapurdi signs a two-way deal with the New York Knicks. Here's the thing. We knew this kid was going to be good, but we also knew the Knicks had a full roster. They had a couple of rookies that were likely going to make the roster, and not everybody was going to make it. If that's the case, but if you're the Knicks and you still want to see what this kid can do, then obviously you sign him to that two-way contract, and you probably see what he can do in the G League. And if he's ready and he dominates there, then you can convert that contract to a standard NBA deal and have him on the roster. And I'm sure that's exactly what the Knicks are looking to do. Let's break down these latest reports about Hakkapurdi and his new contract that he signed with the Knicks. Shout out to Michael Scotto of HoopSype for giving us the following information. According to him, the New York Knicks have agreed to a two-way contract with Ariel Hakkapurdi. He was the number 58 overall pick of the 2024 NBA draft. According to Fred Katz of The Athletic, he states that Hakkapurdi's contract is only for 1 year. The fact that this kid only got a 1-year two-way contract speaks volumes it basically confirms what I just said. The Knicks believe in this kid. They think he can be a very good player. If that's the case, you want to see him dominate the G League. If he does that and it can translate to the NBA, then he's going to get that standardized contract and he will be a permanent player on this Knicks roster. And if he continues to do well, he might see some playing time. And I really do want to see what this kid has to offer. He already played in the NBL last year. He did pretty well in that German league. And I want to see if that skill set can be able to translate over to the NBA. I think it can. But as we watch him in Summer League, the G League, and hopefully sometimes during the regular season, we'll see him put it all together. And if it all looks good, he will be on this roster. I know a lot of you guys in the comments section, you're really hype on this kid. You like this kid almost just as much as you like Tyler Kolek. And I can understand why. His height, his ability, his athleticism, the way he can rebound, block shots, and score, he is a very good player. And if he can put it all together, he could potentially be great for this Knicks team. And recently, he sat down with the media and made comments on his game, his injury that he's recovering from, and what he's going to do moving forward. Roll that clip.
The fans who haven't seen you play, how would you describe your game?
Pretty defensively. Pretty running up and down. I'm a hard worker. Defensively guarding like guards as well on switches and guarding strong bigs as well and just running down the floor and being a lob threat down the floor and yeah.
Playing in Australia in the NBL and right. One of the top leagues in the world, how did that help prepare you for the NBA?
No, it was great. I was playing with Ian Clark and Dellavedova in one team. It was pretty good. With Chris Golding as well, it was pretty good. That taught me a lot about the next level, and especially Dellavedova helped me quite a lot. Told me what I have to do. Told me what's expecting me at the next level, and he kind of got me prepared for it.
I know you tore your Achilles last year.
Yes, correct.
Coming back from that and having the year that you had, what did that mean to you?
No, it's all good. I mean, I did my rehab, came back like never happened, like nothing happened, and. I mean, I can't, it's out of my control. Just staying positive and just keep working.
The kid is confident. He understands his game. He knows what he can bring to the table, and he can't wait to show it. And clearly, he's played with other players who have played in the NBA. They've given him advice. They've told him what to expect. And now he's put that all together, and he's making his way to the NBA for the Knicks. And he can't wait to show out and showcase what he can do. Did you hear how he spoke about his game, how he can defend other players, other bigs, and what he can bring to the table? That makes me hype already. Watching that little clip of how he moves and how he controls the offense, especially when he has the ball in his hands, how he drives to the basket, those are things I want to see from my big man. And he is showing that. Even in the small clips that we get to see, you can see his game. He has been working on it. He has been practicing. And even during that interview, it looks like he was just practicing, sat down for a second to do the interview, and then he's likely going to go back to practicing and training. That's what you want from a rookie, somebody who's constantly in the gym, working on his game, taking feedback, and continuing to push ahead. And that's what this kid has. I am so hype and excited for this weekend. Summer League begins this weekend. The Knicks rookies are going to show out, and they are going to showcase their abilities and show everybody why the Knicks drafted them, and why the Knicks' future is extremely bright. But what about you guys? What do you think about the Knicks Summer League roster? Do you agree with me? Do you think it's stacked? What do you think about Tyler Kolek and Rokas Jokubaitis? Do you think those guys are going to show out? And what about Ariel Huckaporty, our other rookie that the Knicks drafted? Do you think he's going to have a great Summer League? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.